I'm Jasmine Sanders with the Jazzy Report. A Florida town has been deemed so completely corrupt by state lawmakers that they want to completely wipe it off the map. Hampton, Florida's population is just under 500 people, but city revenue from speeding tickets manages to keep one police officer for every 25 people in town on the payroll. Even the mayor calls the town's officials a bunch of crooks, though he's currently in jail himself awaiting trial for allegedly selling oxycodone to an undercover police officer. The 89-year-old city became infamous for collecting over $600,000 in fines for speeding tickets.
If only we could sell the whole state of Florida.
Florida, we're getting it in.
Because I think the whole state of Florida is corrupt. We should sell them to China for a Groupon.
Right.
We don't need them for all we need them for is their pretty women, their oil, and their linebackers. That's pretty much
that's
all.
That's it.
And we can get the racial hatred from Texas. That's great.
Yeah.
A Fort Hood Army sergeant faces multiple charges after allegedly setting up a prostitution ring involving cash-strapped female soldiers. The sergeant was assigned as a coordinator of a battalion sexual assault and harassment prevention program at the Central Texas Army Post. It's unclear if one of the women was forced into prostitution or was a willing participant. The sergeant now faces 21 counts related to pandering, maltreatment of a subordinate, abusive sexual contact, amongst other charges.
So he was there to help him?
Yes. And help them he did.
Yes. Hey, girl, you used to right?
Excuse me, Sergeant Slimberg.
How would you like some money, Eddie? You ever seen one of these?
Sergeant Iceberg
Slim. Now say this with me. I've been drinking.
A Texas teenager set his mother's clothes ablaze after the woman refused to provide him money to purchase marijuana. The 18-year-old became so angry at his mother because she would not give him money so he could buy marijuana that he started setting her clothes on fire, which eventually burned the house down. Firefighters were alerted to the scene when the fire spread throughout the entire apartment. The son was reportedly taken into custody and charged with arson. His mother was not hurt.
As a weed smoker, I am offended by this. He's acting like a meth head.
Right.
Weed smokers against meth heads. That's what we're doing. That's more in depth. Now, I can see him burning down the house trying to warm up Hot Pockets. But not, but not. Oh, man. I don't know what kind of Texas weed they got, man.
Ooh,
I don't understand
know,
it.
Obviously
some
he
good
wanted
one.
It.
Yeah, that a learner. All right, thank you for the Jazzy Report. This is the D.L. Hughley Show.